नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Those who, out of gross ignorance, do not worship the King, who is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, experience happiness neither in this world nor in the world after death. Verse 25, translation. You are so much devoted to the demigods, but who are they? Indeed, your affection for these demigods is exactly like the affection of an unchaste woman who neglects her married life and gives all attention to her paramour. Translation of verse 26 and 27. Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, Vayu, the master of air, Yam, the superintendent of death, the sun god, the director of rainfall, Kuvera, the treasurer, the moon god, the predominating deity of the earth, Agni, the fire god, Varun, the lord of waters, and all others who are great and competent to bestow benedictions or to curse, all abide in the body of the king. For this reason, the king is known as the reservoir of all demigods, who are simply parts and parcels of the king's body. Purport. There are many demons who think of themselves as the supreme and present themselves as the directors of the sun, moon and other planets. This is all due to false pride. Similarly, King Vain developed the demonic mentality and presented himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such demons are numerous in this age of Kali, and all of them are condemned by great sages and saintly persons.
So, last two verses and this one, no? Last two, Krishna book and Bhagavad Gita. So, is the story of King Vain. Here, Prabhupada concluding, such demons are numerous in this age of Kali, and all of them are condemned by great sages and saintly persons. You see, everything is judged by the symptom. Here you see, he is this story of King Vain's showing all the symptoms of a demon. Is the he spoke us in some places, is the last snare of Maya. Here, he said, Gopal explained to Arjuna. Arjuna, yeah, don't worry. You have got all the divine qualities. The devotee means he developed good qualities within our heart. We search. One devotee once asked Prabhupada, I see this verse in chapter 16. Krishna is saying that this asuric symptom is this dambha. Darpa, this Sanskrit word is very dambha, darpa, obhimanastra, krodha, paurusha, evacha. And chapter 66. The story of Kundra. Agyanam cha ohima ovijatasya partha sampadam asuri. Dambha means pride. Dapa means arrogance. We can start within ourselves. We become a little introspective. I am chanting Hare Krishna. It is very difficult to eradicate. Obhimanascha, conceit. So, krodha, anger. Parusam, harshness. Eva, certainty. Cha, and. Ajnanam, ignorance. Cha. Obhijatascha, of one who is born of. Aristotle explained. Partha, O Sarana Pritha, Sampadam, the qualities, Asuri, of the demonic nature. So here, Prabhupada is saying in the purport that Krishna told Arjuna, pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. Some of them already mentioned here. Ultimately lead to I am God, this Pundak. In Krishna book we find here, deliverance of Pundak and the king of Kashi. The Pope is telling about the Pundak. Now modern days, so many like that. There is no God, God is dead. We are God. I am God. So Pope is saying, these are the qualities. Now I mean, Krishna is saying to Arjuna, these are the qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O Sarana Pritha. Another person, very literature says, Janma Aishwarya, Janma Bharat, High Bharat, Aishwarya, you have got a lot of opulence, wealth, Aishwarya, Suti, Sutasri, Suta, in somebody academically very high, don't mind. And Sri means beauty. Those who have got this, usually very popped up. Come from aristocratic somebody family. You know, I come from this sages, a lineage of Brahmin. Very popped up. But Kali Yuga will find he may be, now he is a rickshawala maybe. Darwan, Maharaj, you are giving the class, you are saying, Narad Muni saying, jasya jat lakkhanam pruktam, a man should be judged a person by his activity, as Krishna said. Civilized person means chatut varnam maya system. The Prabhupada, when he started this movement, he said, this movement is meant for building character. Character means associated with Krishna, then you develop all the divine qualities you divide, which you have, which is dormant, latent. So this way we will judge who is who. In Krishna consciousness, a man can be woman and grihastha, still he can be great Vaishnava, Vaishnava, like Mother Kunti, Draupadi, all these things. It's not just a dress, a designation. So bhakti means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. Give up all false ego of I am this, that. You want to become Vaishnava, topmost person? Trinadupi Suniche. You become very meek and humble. Christ also said this thing. This is common. But material world means everybody is thinking, I am great. This is nothing, this guy. I am great. He said, yeah, he is nothing. I am great. Isn't it? This is material world. Everybody has got this mentality. This is Krishna said, Bhagavad Gita. This is demonian nature. Ishwaraham. This is Bhagavad Gita. Ishwaraham. Aham bhuvi. This is like that. Say again. He says, I send them to lower and lower species of life. Here Prabhupada is saying, in this verse, the royal road to hell is described. Where does it come from ultimately? Ultimately it's come associated with mode of passion and ignorance. Nobody can say, I am free from the clutches of these three modes of material nature. When Mother Rukmini was talking to Krishna, Krishna used to take Rukmini, chief queen, to all places, wherever he goes. Sometimes Rukmini could feel maybe a little, slightly proud. He's a little exclusive from other queens. So Krishna could understand, sense it. Of course, this is a husband and wife thing. Sometimes husband and wife joke or taunt, tease husband and wife. The Krishna was living ideal life. Krishna did everything. Krishna, knowing this one day, was teasing Rukmini in a way. At one point said, you know, ultimately I was used to be a cowherd boy. Rukmini, I'm alone there. You have come from a royal family. You are a princess. Why you married a cowherd boy? Rukmini couldn't understand what he is driving at Krishna. At one point, Krishna said, I think you still have got time. Maybe you have made a wrong choice. You are a princess. And I am a cowherd boy tending the cows. Why marry me? There are so many kings used to be there. He could choose. Why don't you choose them? At that time, she is already your grandmother, maybe. She was shocked hearing all this thing. What Krishna is telling all this? She started thinking, maybe I have to lose Krishna. She said, maybe still you have time, you can choose. And you know that story long. In Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna actually then, of course, Krishna then required sight and start telling, I was just joking to him, why? Because she fainted at one moment, she may be losing Krishna, huh? Yes. Then she answered all this thing. Back to Krishna, Krishna accepted it. He said, I just teaching you, know, we are husband, wife, we are whole day work, and sometimes we have got little joke and something. So, why you take it so seriously? That I leave you, I ask him. She said, you want me to marry this? They are just like all these heroes, so-called Shishupala and others. You have got a Satchidananda body. Huh? Nobody can excel you. And she was telling, glorifying Krishna in so many ways, and Krishna liked it. And one point she said, the point what I am making, one point she said, these so-called kings, what they are? They are not kings. They are silent on the senses and many things. But the point I am making, then ultimately she says, I find this. Those who are the king, those who are the controller, are the three modes of material nature. Anywhere, whoever we are sitting, we know though we are trying to become bhakta. But we have to transcend three modes of material nature. Krishna is called Harihi Nirguna Chacha. Krishna told Arjuna, Arjuna, Traigunna Vishwavedha, Nistraigunna Bhavati. Then real bhakti, we can relish. Now, of course, we are relishing bhakti. Chanting, dancing, especially prasad. It's not very high standard of bhakti. Even Mr. Putin, he is attracted to prasad. He is a communist. I don't think he believes in God. He is not a big deal. He likes our Prasad. Because you do catering, I saw last time when I was in Moscow, and St. Petersburg, we have quite a few restaurants, so much time, no? Putin likes our catering. We send in some dinner party, very party, to his restaurant, Gopal's Govindas, they earn money. I send so many people, you have to give them, so many pieces of samosa, kachaldi, chaat, fried rice, gulab jam, who doesn't like? This way you bring somebody to Krishna consciousness. But best is, become attracted to Krishna Katha here. There are so many dialogue here. Vidura is talking to, probably is listening from Maitreya. There are so many dialogues in Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita also enlightening, and the topmost person, even from Einstein to big, big philosophers, seekers of truth, they read Bhagavad Gita. It's just nothing, it's just a dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna. And men for whom? Stri, Shudra, Dijabandhuvi. Those are fallen in this concept, sinful. But there it is included, Bhagavad Gita. There it is saying, Dharbha Dharbha Vimanas. There it is saying, it starts from lusty desire. Kama esha, krodha esha. And these are, they are taking place in our senses. The moment we come in front of sense object, we forget Bhagavad Gita. We get carried away. Yes or no? So again she said, these senses are like formidable. They are real king. Who can say, I have control over senses? Please raise hand. But you are honest. So we have got hope. We are trying. By engaging our senses, this is bhakti. Sarvapadhi bilin muktam tat purattrina nirmalam. We become pure. When we dedicated to Krishna consciousness, surrendering to Him, senses become pure. With these senses, giving up our false ego, sarvapadhi, I am sannyasi, I am in charge. I distributed so many books. Give up false ego. Even that, become humble, meek and humble. Even Christ saying in the Bible, only those who are meek and humble can enter into the kingdom of God, into the realm of the spiritual kingdom. It is already spiritual kingdom. I remember once, one devotee from here, this temple, he wrote to Prabhupada that I did Prabhupada's letter, and he's very nice. Saying, Prabhupada in Melbourne city, when I go for Sankirtan outside the temple, and the influence of mine is so strong, this, that. We are in the material world. Then Prabhupada say, actually don't know, you are staying in Melbourne temple, it is as good as spiritual world. Don't think you are in Melbourne, you are in Vaikuntha. Maybe you are not experiencing. But all the time, chanting, dancing, Harikatha, and Lord being served, Jagannath Balaji, Suraja, Radha, Gopinath, na? Radha Bala. And Gaudnitai, I think, this is spiritual feeling. But we have to experience it. How? Vishwaya Chariya Kabe, when your consciousness becomes pure by giving up life of sense gratification. But material world mean? Material advancement mean? Enhance sense gratification. Yes or no? Yes. Somebody asked, Prabhupada asked, what is this music? I said, Prabhupada, this is some vendor from the van. He put this music to attract the children. How does it attract the children? The children cannot understand. This vendor is coming to sell ice cream. Who can say, I don't like ice cream? I think it's irresistible. Yes? No. Most of the people is here. One day I'm in Vrindavan saying, one important person, Chuhamar, every day, almost, I take this at home. I think your case is my special. But that is what Prabhupada said, I have to tell the truth. He may like it or dislike it. Truth has to be told. In the society, don't tell truth. Sometimes, most cases, it is unpleasant. Then you'll kill the enemy. But Sadhu has to tell the truth in a nice way. He will tell, if we are too much absorbed in eating, sleeping, making, maybe in a polished way, but what is the difference between another lower being and us? Then you are not directly telling, you are an animal. Yes? But if directly tell, he will react at once. What? You are telling a hog dog. That is what I say, material civilization is mean, leading to hog and dog. And this mental is there, then you will become hog and dog. That's what Prabhupada said. This is also like this. That is, you are supposed to, Prabhupada said, in the beginning of the movement, you want to go back to Godhead, you become a Vaishnava, a Vaishnavi. You see, when you develop these qualities, every night or every, to this Akadashi, every Akadashi, ask yourself how much advancement you make. It doesn't matter by this, whether you are a sannyasi, this is just this. Krishna will see your heart when you give up this sense gratification life. Use all the senses in the service of Krishna. Then you can see real Vrindavan. You don't have to go to Vrindavan because you have got money. Excuse me. Vishaya Charya Kavishita Habeva. So he, last near of Maya, in Kondra, you see, in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna is there, he is challenging to Krishna. I am real son of Devaki. I am Vasudeva. Who are you? Now, modern day, there are so many like this. Yeah, especially in India. I don't want to mention it. Little bit that, ash, he can make into gold dust. At once people start worshipping him. God, God. You see, so many gods. And their followers also make everybody. Why are you looking for God? The gods are walking around here and there. Why are you looking for God? Here, God. You forget. God has got some significance. Real God means our God conception of God is Krishna expanding himself to Balaram, Balaram to Sankarsan, Sankarsan to Pradyumna, Anuruddha, quadruple. From there, then again come Vasudeva. From there, other many incarnations coming. Ete chamsa kalapunsa krishnastu bhagavan sam. Even Shankaracharya says. And everybody accept the authority of Shankaracharya. Still now, many. This Adi Shankar, he is actually nothing but Nanjman Brahma. Shiva, Lord Shiva, he says, Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu. He said, Narayana Parabhyakta. For he is ignorant Shankar. Krishna, Narayana, doesn't come under the clutches of material nature. But everybody, all of us, are by that. So Prabhupada said, come at least in the mode of goodness, everybody. Get up early in the morning, come to Mangala Arati, take bath. Clean yourself, clean clothes, clean mind in front of it. You see this Krishna? Chant and do chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Have a very katha, Srimad Bhagavatam discuss. Again, this is dialogue. You see? So nice, Prabhupada made it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, made it very simple. Chant, dance, take prasad, Krishna Gata, do little service. Is that difficult? Anybody can do. And this way, you conquer, you know, lasting desires, everything, Krishna Gata. Simply engage in the senses in the service of Krishna. I've got a higher test, you give up. Vaidyan Govinda, Nija Bhakti Yoga, this is called Vaidyan. We don't have to be false austerity. Just getting up early in the morning, enough Vaidyan. Others may not be. Take hot water bath. Go to Himalaya. Give up family, wife, children, everything. Go to Himalaya in a cave. It's not necessary, nothing. Just come here, chant, dance in the street, distribute prasad, distribute literature, that's all. That's just it. Of course, sometimes devotees have to face something. This is sometimes go to jail to preach Krishna consciousness. Just like Russia, you eat the salted bread. No, not very long. I was in China. Beijing, another place. Maybe Australia to preach in underground. Incognito people don't know. Plain dress, just to start something like a yoga society like that. Then gradually, if somebody is advanced, then they chant Hare Krishna, take yoga, put this, that, and then become Bhakta. So, Prabhupada did the same when he was in Russia. I remember first when I remember that day, still now, 1970 or 71. Somebody asked, Prabhupada is going there, but this is now summer, peak of summer, Prabhupada is going. His secretary arranged that the Indology department send a letter of invitation for giving lecture, and this will be later. Before that, they send a party, one advance, one boy, to check if he's going to Moscow, walking in the streets, maybe in the Kremlin. I was there sometime back. And there he's walking with his big bag, chanting. See? At that time, very strict rule regulation in Russia. It's called Iron Curtain. Every third man, people believe that maybe one KGB man keeping an eye on outsiders. So suddenly saw one guy, very strange man. So what is this? Hey sir, yes, what you are doing? Then he said, I am singing. What you are singing? Film song, cinema song? No, oh, really? What is that? He's chanting Hare Krishna. He has to do. Prabhupada says he is intelligent. You have to do. Goswami said, Jena Tena Prakasha. By any means you can bring someone to Krishna consciousness. This is where Prabhupada started the movement. He went there, and there was nothing. You just find him a taxi, and so difficult. No food. Prabhupada has to use, in the bathroom I had, the pots. He has to use it, clean up all this, I will cook. Bring some, it's very difficult. The Kali Yuga is like that. The time is coming where you won't find, grains, rice, wheat, or sugar, milk. Foods also gradually disappear. Time will come. So, made it very simple. Associate with devotee, chant, dance, Krishna's name and take prasad. Is that difficult? It's not difficult. Anybody can do. And this way you come to the plane of mode of goodness. After taking prasad, even George Harrison, I remember, quite a few times I was with him, and he liked very much our prasad. He did so much service. He liked our cauliflower pakora, cauliflower samosa, fried rice, gulab jamun. Yeah. And he with his money, first Krishna book came from Tiny Born. And Prabhupada going there in Russia, make only one person, find it very difficult. One Indian High Commission, some officer, son, has got a friend. And Shamsundar told, can you bring your friend to Prabhupada? And Prabhupada preached to him, and he became first Russian. Prabhupada disciple, Ananta Shanti. From one, just like a from one seed, small. A banyan tree, huge banyan tree comes with millions of fruits. And each fruit has got so many seeds. Like that ISKCON Nagar, millions of fruits, not very long ago. And I was twice there, in Moscow, fair. This year also they invited me, I said, for health, I thought, I assure you, confirm. Last moment I come, then I say, I'm not stitched, please don't explain. 6,000, 8,000 devotees, young boys and girls, chanting, dancing, taking prasad, and having 7 or 10 days festival. And bigger than that, Indrajitna Maharaj does in Poland. Maybe they've got Rath Yatra, many things. Of course, it's another, the Woodstock festival. They are Poland, famous. And they give Hare Krishna some days. And they do festival, maybe everybody comes. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, every town, every village, people will be chanting. So we have got a great responsibility. even the ideal Brahmin, ideal Grihastha, ideal Brahmachari, Prabhupada gave symptom. This is Grihastha. Otherwise he may be not Grihastha, Brahmin. Otherwise he may be not Sannyasi, Godasa. He wanted our Grihastha should be Goswami. If you have got a high, you know, goal, ideal, at least we make some advancement. That's what I'm telling you. Prabhupada said, don't change what I've given. If you cannot expand, at least maintain what I gave. And ISKCON is moving and is progressing and expanding. So many becoming devotees. And it is said by our acharyas that like this, this will go on coming 10,000 years. So somebody will be doing. So we have got to get this, all of us. Especially Indians more. And Prabhupada set up an example what Indians should do. Now many of you are now here, outside India. Prabhupada made arrangements so that you can come here. You don't have to go to India. Such a nice temple, wonderful place there. As good as Vrindavan. Somebody may have to I can go every year to Vrindavan. But come to the temple. And at home, when the temple cannot come at home, make it a small altar, the Gaur-Nitai or Jagannath Baladev or go Radha Krishna. And to devotional service, is that difficult? Very simple. Otherwise this is happening this. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, leading towards hell. That is how stosty people are because of mode of passion and ignorance. One story Prabhupada used to tell for a professor. He is after lecturing, giving class, he is going to going back to home, to his house, residence, crossing the river by boat. He is asking the boatman after the whole day, you see, now it's dark, it's a beautiful moon and stars. Do you know about this? This subject? He said, I'm a poor man. I earn my bread and butter simply by this profession and chant Hare Krishna. Ah, you wasted 50% of your life. Oh, I see. Do you know about this water, land, underneath? This is called geology or whatever. He said, you know anything? Nothing. Sir, I am a poor man, I chant Hare Krishna and I am a boatman, they earn my living and maintain my family like that. 75% of your life you wasted. Nothing I see. What you have done in your life? Suddenly there is a cloud in the sky. It is expanding. Sir, it's going to be storm and rain, and we are almost in the middle of the river. So, suddenly the boat started rocking. He said, oh, this is the professor. Sir, do you know if anything happens? I don't expect, but it can happen. But it may sink, the boat can. Do you know how to swim? Well, I don't know how to swim. I don't know how to swim. What you have done? I can swim across. You can. So you will see. The I see you have wasted 100% of your life. So this is the difference between outsider. So Prabhupada concluded, you may be a big professor, but you are not practicing Krishna consciousness. Next life, cats and dogs. In Hawaii, one university student asked Prabhupada, and Swamiji, he is listening lecture. Just you are telling. Now, that you are attached to dog, be careful, you know. You are attached to India also. So, in a Delhi temple, in the park I am sitting, one lady is digging, and he is feeding past his dog. Then she is digging and feeding his son. You know, I'm shocked. The dog is almost like her and like a family member. So much attached. She doesn't know what risk she is running. Next life, she has to change her dress. And she is awaiting where her attachment is with the major factor. What sort of dress she will get? She may be get the dress of this, her puppet, her puppy. Little dog. I'm sitting and watching what Boba said. And Boba said, "So, Swami, if I become next life, become a dog, suppose, what's wrong?" "Oh, so okay, I have my blessing." This is Kali Yuga. So you are, Boba said, maybe that those who are in Krishna consciousness practice must be the most fortunate person in the world. Doesn't matter whether he is from Australia, India. Simply chanting and simply coming here. Sampamokyoshadhamas, at least you won't glide down to lower species. And millions of lives again may get a chance. After millions of years, chance to conquer this parthe and come to the spiritual world. So you are most fortunate in that way. So we should check today's Akadashi, how much we are making advancement. How much I am, yes and I, it's not important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Naham mitro, nacha narupati." Neither I am the king, nor I am the sannyasi, nor Brahmin. Nothing I am that. I am servant of the servant of the servant, many times. Of the Krishna's best devotee, Brajavasi, Gopis, Mother Yashoda, Baba, Radharani. That's servant of servant. Then you can become a great Vaishnava. Simply. That is what you are doing in ISKCON, Prabhupada. Ask yourself. If somebody sweeping the floor is as good as giving class. No difference, Krishna will see his or her love for him. Am I developing my attachment increasing to Gaurnitai Sarvi? Radha Balda of Jagannath Balda's world. That is what matters. Otherwise, he said, this demoniac qualification, Ishwara Aham, Aham Bhogi, I am the Lord, whatever I say, Ishwara Aham. Many people think like that. In Calcutta, sometime in Second World War, who was saying, one guy was worshipping Hitler as God. There are people like that. Prabhupada was going to ask, some country think they are heroes and they be big memorials they make. And Prabhupada went to one country and said, "What is this? His memory of him is very distinct. He is not different from our country." "Who?" Oh. And Prabhupada said, "Now this memorial is here. Where is he?" They don't know. If he does not practice Krishna consciousness, cats and dogs and what dogs, God knows. So this way we are very fortunate. Chanting, dancing, as much as you can, if you do. Maybe in this life we can go back to Godhead. Who knows? Eternal life, full of knowledge and bliss. Chanting, dancing again with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, playing with Krishna, dancing with Krishna, enjoying picnic with Krishna. If you like, you can make it one life. Don't have to wait for another life. Prabhupada said, he has got a disciple, his name is Jayananda. And Prabhupada said, "I hope, or I think, this very life, he will go back to Godhead. Why not us? What is the difficulty? Anybody of us can. Doesn't matter making flower garland or cooking in the kitchen. Anybody Prabhupada giving this opportunity. Doesn't matter any part of it or the world he comes. Anybody can. You see, those are not born in India. So many coming. They have never heard of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, anything. Because he's already there. Krishna Das Kaviraj say, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti is within the heart of everybody there. It's just covered. You can uncover it by just pouring water to the tree with ghee regularly. So everywhere you have to chant and hear Harikatha and Harinam. Now I think today is Friday. There is the Sankirtan. This is a Sankirtan movement. But there is a bigger Sankirtan. And that is distributing book. And this way, we are spreading Krishna consciousness. Every room, Prabhupada said, every house, he predicted there will be temple. That means any householder can at home make a little altar. This is called Bhakti Mathai is called Namhatta. Or Bhakti Bhikkhu, I don't know whether they have here. And this way, in Russia, they make so many devotees like that. Of course, first of all, we don't encourage, tell them, give up this, give up this, give up that. And they will come. They won't come. At once, Rana. You should chant, dance, take prasad. And gradually, I've got a higher taste. Bhakti Parishan Bhagavati said. You have got a higher taste, naturally. Our devotee taking Krishna prasad, you are nice. You don't go outside to take other things. You've got a higher taste. So, you have got a higher taste. In hearing Krishna Katha, why newspaper, television, internet? Nothing said. And if you fill them up with Krishna consciousness, those things, that is okay then. That is what ISKCON is doing. You have got film, so many. You can watch that. I go to Indonesia, some Muslim country. They are so much fond of little Krishna, there is a film. Regularly they show. And everybody is mad after it. One day one Muslim guy in Indonesia told me, do you know him? I said, no. What? This guy is a big film star in India, Muslim. Who is he? He said, his name is called Shah Rukh Khan. What? You don't know. No, I know Krishna. Have you ever heard? Then when I went to Bombay one day passing, and one day ISKCON's one of the top leader, he said, well, this area you see is like a little Pakistan. Why? It's all full of Muslims. And suddenly I saw a billboard. There was one boy, his secretary, he's saying, so man, do you know him? No? You don't know? Who is that? He's called Shah Rukh Khan. I said, oh, this guy. Same thing. Another program one night, I went somewhere. In somebody's house at night staying, his auntie is not the auntie, said, take your Maharaj here and spend the night. And there, he just got many rooms, they gave me one room. I said, big picture like this, our Radha Krishna. I said, who is this guy? Huh? Why no Radha Krishna? The Maharaj, he is a well known person, world famous. Who is that? Imran Khan. I'm going to Pakistan. This guy says, I don't know. He is a world famous cricketer. Pakistan captain was mentioned. But who is he? I don't see newspapers. I used to see before a long time. Give up. If you are attached to this, if you are attached to every day, see Radha Krishna, go Nita, take Pasa, you become attached to Krishna. Huh? But again, negative side is this. We check, have I got all these things? So Prabhupada get the list, as Krishna gave to Uddhava. You want to see a pure devotee? See, he manifests all these good qualities. Prabhupada had got this quality. It takes some time. You have to be a devotee. But anybody can become a pure devotee. If you give up all material desires, as the Goswamis did, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Anna Vilasita Sunam. Most of the people are karmi. They have got unlimited material desire. There's the mode of passion in him. All right, out of millions of karmi in this material world, among the people, there may be one gani. Out of millions of gani, one becomes liberated. And out of many liberated souls, one becomes bhakta. So you think how fortunate you are. You start devotional service, already you surpassed all these things. Provided you do unalloyed devotional service. What is that? Give up all material desire and all false ego of designation. I am this, I am that, my achievement. Become meek and humble. Tirado Krishna Chena. Tru Divosha Krishna. Our devotee goes to Sankirtan. They have to throw it. Sometimes somebody punch. Somebody spatted on our face. I remember running this. Police throw out inside prison. Most of the old people go so many times prison. They don't mind. Once Prabhupada said, even Devaki Vasudev, being Krishna's mother, to have son like Krishna, they have to go to jail. Why not you? It's okay. For the sake of Krishna, devotee doesn't mind. Even in the jail, they chant Hare Krishna, you become Vaikuntha. And prasad is coming from the temple, they allow sometimes. Now we have a prison preaching. And those are kept in cell. You know, he did so many murder cases. Simply chanting Hare Krishna. taking Bhishma from the devotee aloud, prasad, complete change. He used to go mad and crazy, lonely, but simply chanting Krishna's name, associating with Krishna, is like completely transformed and sublime. He's writing letter. You see, by associating with Krishna and Krishna devotee, how life transformed. This is Krishna. That is why Prabhupada made his call. And then we can check out how much I have become beautiful. Pavitra Pavitra. Nastra Prayasa Ahuja Nittam Bhagavatam. We must every day associate with the devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. Great devotees are there. Maitreyi and Vidura here talking. They are talking that the Vidura saying, Maitreya saying to Vidura, look, Vidura is a great devotee. Now Maitreya saying that the great Rishi Bhibhu with other saints, the king has gone, now the subjects will become independent, but there should be regularity in the region. Who will do? So you have to think of it. So the great sages, they have with the permission of this called Sunita, they installed this babe as the king. But Bhel was very, very cruel and severe. So much so that all the rules, dacoits, antisocial elements, in fear, just like that, in fear of snake, mouse go inside the hole, they all was hiding. But his nature is such, he stopped everything. No more Brahmin, you know, doing offering ghee to the Havan, junk of sacrifice. He says, Jagga Hoi Vishnu, unless you please Krishna Vishnu by offering Jagga, and Kali Yuga, the best Jagga is Sankirtan, chant the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, as a desire, that every town and village, people will be chanting and they will come. Especially those who are born in India, it is their responsibility and nothing else. They saw Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur. First seeing him, you are educated boy, no? Your only duty is to, they first came to see, before he see, your only duty is to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because, then he started, Prabhupada started saying, this country is ruled by the foreigners. Who will listen to us? You are asking to speak, preach this thing to English speaking people. They won't listen to. But he convinced him. This is in terms of time, this British rule, even so many ruled India. There's nothing. But what God is saying is called Satya Sankalpa. Definitely it will happen. Whatever you may desire, it may happen, it may realize, and may not materialize. But what God desired, what a pure devotee desired, Prabhupada said, whatever all my desires I see day by day is fulfilled. I thought I would make so many temples, all come down. I did not think coming to America. Everyone is following American. I asked them, Mahaprabhu says this in India, give some of your son, you have a poor son, give you one son. I will train him up to preach Krishna consciousness. What is the use of becoming Brahmin, Vaishnava? And they said, Prabhupada said, okay, I see. They are always copying the other advanced countries, especially America. If I make this Western, especially American, some Vaishnava American boys and girls, they will then will be able to help. So Prabhupada went. Some Indian students said, Samiji, why you come here with Hare Krishna playing karta? India requires technology. The Prabhupada said to them, you have come here, what for? To learn something from them. Huh? You have come here. For begging here. And so many come here for that. But I have come here for what, you know? I have come here to give something to them, which we didn't have. That India gave me. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Something new. Which one is better? They remain silent. Because I did not think that will happen. I don't have money. India government allowed me to take $3, which is okay, 40 rupees worth at that time. Just 1 hour in New York City, you finish by traveling. He has no long-term visa, neither he has got money to stay long. Neither you have the place. Just later, to stay a few days or a 1 or 2 weeks, somebody's house. Then why you go? By completely dependent on Krishna. That is Sanatana. Very Sanatana. He completely tried to fulfill the desire of his Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having penniless, nothing, no, only Krishna. So he wrote a poem to Krishna. Now, I don't have any ability to do anything. I don't know why you have brought me here. And these people I see, Newark and others, or some Ugrakarma, people are full of passion and ignorance, working day and night hard for economic development or whatever. Who will listen, one with the mode of passion and ignorance, Harikatha? But you can do wonderful things. You are the greatest mystic. You must have some purpose to bring me here. So, just like a puppeteer, he makes the puppet dance by pulling his string. So you can also make me like that. If you so like, I don't have any qualification, no knowledge, no bhakti, but I have got a big name, Bhakti Vedanta. But you can fulfill it, Bhakti Vedanta, by bringing such words in my mouth, through my mouth, so that these boys, these people in a mode of passion and ignorance can listen to me and attracted to Krishna consciousness, to your talks. See, he prayed to this. And then, in 10 years, we know, Prabhupada in a lecture, his disappearance of his Guru Maharaj, he is telling, very moving, very emotional. He said, I came here, I did not know I'll be successful. This will happen. But I took the words of my spiritual master little seriously. And came here penniless, without any help, anything, no anybody. But dependent completely on Krishna. And in 10 years you have overcome these wonderful boys and girls from America and Europe, Western country. Actually, I think you are all sent by my Guru Maharaj and the Goswamis and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to fulfill his desire, his prediction. And in 10 years we walked together. You did not know me, neither I knew you. You did not see me, neither I saw you. But this is all arranged by the Lord. How things are happening, you cannot understand. I didn't think this will happen. But 10 years, at least, in Krishna consciousness, I've got a little footing. At least something of his prophecy is materialized. Now, Hare Krishna became a household word within 10 years. See, as I did it, you also take the words of your spiritual master seriously. And try your best, then your life will be survived. You'll go back to God. And you can bring so many people to the lotus feet of Krishna. That is humility. For that, Prabhupada said, we have to ourselves become. Prabhupada said, I gave this thing, and you do this, don't change it. You become perfect Brahmin, perfect Vaishnava. And then you preach. You will also make, now I have done half of my work, other half you do. And you will do it. And pray, it's very interesting. And it looks very hopeful. And future looks bright. And this has to go. Coming 10,000 years. And so, opportunity is knocking. If you knock, you will get reply. This is the Bible, it's saying. Because if you surrender, Krishna says, Krishna will answer to your question. If you don't get answer, that means you are not surrender. Krishna is complete. He wants complete surrender. It's a gradual process. So we do. And we also progress. We also make our life sublime, as Prabhupada said. You strictly follow, he said, jasya deve para bhakti. You should have implicit faith in the words of Krishna. Not when he said, I am God. His last snare of Maya. And he was killed. Brahmin also had power. He said he is not properly teaching how to make the subject happy, that Lord Ramchandra showed, that Maharaj Parikshit showed, that Maharaj Yudhishthira showed. That is the duty of the king. He followed the instruction of the Brahmin. Lord Ramchandra followed the instruction of Vasishtha. So this is the Mahajana Janabhat. We have to follow the Mahajana's path. Not copy them, but follow their instruction. So we should follow Prabhupada's instruction. Then we can also do nice thing. And ISKCON is doing, still leaders are spreading Krishna consciousness in the world. So we can also do, but we have to qualify ourselves. Otherwise we can be drifted away. Maya is very strong. So Rukmini Devi said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, I see these are the kings of the material world, three modes of material nature. But one who mamcha jo abhi vicharena, one who is unalloyed devotion, then the devotion service to Krishna, at once he transcends the three modes of material nature, come to the spiritual platform. What is that? Siddham Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma." We can ask outside people, devotees are prasanna, they are joyful. Not like India, you see, Delhi, Calcutta, Bombay, sometimes walk, morning walk, there is a club called Laughing Club, they are laughing. This is all artificial. Your doctor says, laugh and you'll be healthy. But real laughing means our devotees. They're chanting, dancing for hours. Once our devotee was back to Gordon Magazine reporter, went to sometimes they interview big personality. So one big personage was recently, he left his body. His name is Cassius Clay. He was the world famous boxer. Nobody could defeat him till the end. He used to brag, proud, and he used to say, "Nobody can defeat me. I'm greatest. Unbeatable. Nobody can subdue me." So devotees in his old age went to see him and interviewed him. Asked many things, he answered and in interview. Last is, he said, "Last, we want to ask you one question. Make your comment." What is that? He used to say, "I'm unbeatable. Nobody can conquer me, defeat me. I'm greatest." Say something about it. Then he started in a mood of repenting or something. So I used to say that those days. But, what is what? Yes, you are greatest. He said, What? I mean, one sense I was greatest. Now I realize. I was greatest, no doubt. But not in that sense. What sense? I realized I was the greatest fool. Why greatest fool? You've seen I'm in condition. I used to think nobody can beat me. Nobody can control me. Now I have got. Huh? He said, "I have got Parkinson paralysis." Anybody doctor, you know what Parkinson's paralysis is? Whole body is paralyzed. He cannot do anything. You know, touch the book. He cannot. But the hand can. He said, "The hand can do, but I cannot. Can't move my leg. I want to go there." So there must, now I realize there must be something who can control me, can subdue me. I'm under control. That is Krishna, not Pundra. That is not those guys in India, so many that claiming I am God. Who was the one who says I am God? If it is not written in scripture, not symptom is not telling with that, you say you are not God, you are not G-O-D, just reverse. You are a dog. You take your shoe and beat him. Just repeating. Okay. See, that is what it is. God, not so easy, huh? So what happened to Pundra? This happens to other gods also. Better become Trinadu Kishunichi. Amani Namani. Where's the time? 12:09. Is that time over? Till 9. Any comment or question? I'm just repeating what Gopa said. I know nothing. Gopa said, "Say something." "I cannot say in front of you." "Just repeat what I say." Sanjipiti. I told you, Bhut Bhuvan is there. The Pundra character, he was standing like that. Krishna said, there is nobody superior than me. Within Krishna, all these things are there. And he is claiming that. And Krishna finished it. This Pundra. Nowadays also many Pundra are there. Especially in India. And this happened. But we become humble to Krishna. And we can go and see Krishna, play with Krishna. Even you can, Krishna can, you can carry Krishna, Krishna can carry. And just take a friend playing. And that is God is giving that opportunity to everybody. Anybody, everybody, coming from anywhere. So it is, you are intelligent. He said, Pravish Sankrita Jandi Sumedas. Who are intelligent, who have some brain substance, not cow dung. That's a cow dung. Doesn't matter, big professor, big Brahmin family I am coming from, now working. One day one guy said to me like this, how can you become Brahmin and Vaishnav? Now you, I am Brahmin family coming. What do you do? I work there. The Brahmin doesn't work. How can you work? The Brahmin doesn't work under anybody. How can you Brahmin? You may be Chaturvedi, you may be Trivedi family, Chaturvedi, and Dabe, Dibedi, and so much you know. But you have not the symptom. How? Krishna said, Bhagavad Gita, Samo, Namo, Tapo, Surcham, Khanti, Arjavam. You have got 12 qualities. Here is 9. You have got all these things? He means, since your father is coming from Brahmin family, his father is from Brahmin. Krishna doesn't say that. Krishna is the authority. You are authority. Narad Muni, greatest devotee, he is saying, Jasya jat lakkanam praktam. Everybody should be judged by his lakkan. So Prabhupada said before leaving that now I have done half work, and when I am leaving, I ask Krishna Jayadharai, institute Varnashram Dharma. Everybody has some inclination towards something and giving that sort of service. But everybody has to develop love over it. Increase attachment to Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime. Serving Krishna, Krishna's pure devotee, temple, Muchi Maharani, take prasad, everything do Krishna consciousness, dovetail with Krishna consciousness, you become pure devotee, go back to Godhead, play with Krishna, sing with Krishna, dance with Krishna. It's a big chance. And anybody, everybody can. This is this God. It's like oasis in the desert for the material world. People are looking for happiness, they can't be happy unless they accept Krishna. Bhuktaram Jagadavasam. Krishna is the only enjoyer. But if we serve Krishna, get him for his enjoyment, we can also enjoy this. We can enjoy it. That is his God. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the controller, supreme controller. You can be to some extent Ishvara, but he is Parameshwara, Brahma said. Ishvara Paramakrishna. He is Parameshwara. I can move my hand any moment Krishna wants, I become paralyzed, don't move my hand. What are you going to do? Better accept this. One may accept this thing and act accordingly. Sridham Sadhuddham, Krishna is our best friend. Not my wife, my husband, my friend, so called. He's a temporary friend. He cannot save me unless I practice Krishna consciousness. So it is there. Make everybody Krishna conscious. And then it becomes Vaikuntha even. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, in this material world, everything is there. You use it for Krishna's sake, it becomes temporarily. Like Vaikuntha atmosphere, you can create. Only thing is missing Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada is giving Krishna consciousness. And ask everybody, give to Krishna consciousness. That is the greatest gift. That is the greatest gift. And make his life perfect. I think a little time is there, 7 minutes maybe. Yeah? Any question or comment? I don't want to say big talks and full time as well. Yes?
Maharaj, I was coming to temple from Guru Rupai till now. I'm not sincere or somewhat serious practitioner of Krishna consciousness. You know, but I respect Prabhupada, you know, because I have listened to many lectures wherein different things have been said about Prabhupada. You know, one is fond of Acharya,
sorry?
He is a founder of Acharya Viscon.
Yeah.
And he is also Satya Vishavata.
Some say, yes.
And Mahaprabhu says, I am sending my Senapati Bhakta to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Then Prabhupada should be from Gaur Lila. Otherwise Mahaprabhu wouldn't say, he is my Senapati Bhakta.
You can understand, you can tell. What she is saying.
So my question is, what is Prabhupada's identity in Gaur Lila?
Prabhupada's identity in the
Gaur Lila. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I have got a limitation. What my guru say, I'll tell. He said, tell me. So he said, I can't tell you. I start from ABC, then go to Master D.
Because I have been coming to
temple
in 2005.
Hmm.
And
are you following? Are you chanting?
I'm chanting sometimes.
Huh? Sometimes. Suppose I am a school student, primary school. I said, Maharaj, please tell me square root of minus 1. I said, it takes a time. I must qualify. No, it's qualified.
If it is, that is the case, then I don't think I will have faith in Krishna consciousness. Because things are being confused here. You know, many things are being said here. You know,
he is a pure devotee. No, what else you want to know?
People say one thing one time, another thing another time.
No, depends on cycle, circumstances. Like it is this way. We are in a relative world. So they depending on time, place, circumstances, things can be different. Why you get confused?
No. I don't think for me it is the best place because I am committing offenses.
Did you read Bhagavad Gita completely?
Yeah.
So what is the difficulty?
Difficulty is people can keep confusing each other, you know.
What is confusion?
There is no truth actually, nothing is true.
Krishna is the only truth. It says Srimad Bhagavatam. Truth means, don't ask. First of all, listen. He says, Vyasadeva, Janma Adarsha Jata, from which everything is coming. Not philosophers like Jiva Goswami. Giving this example, Krishna said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvampat, Asita, Devala, Brahma, Shiva, Kyanwale, Kapila, Manu, Jamrad, all Mahajan accepting this thing. If you don't accept,
but different Puranas say different things.
What is different to mind?
Some Puranas say Lord Shiva is superior.
Oh, Lord Shiva is superior?
So Krishna.
Doesn't say that. Where it is said?
I can point out.
Can point out. But these are the authority. They are saying.
But
Shiva. What is Shiva? In one case, Shiva's case, he said, you are asking in a minor class, a higher question. In detail, see this thing. Lord Shiva is nothing but the expansion of Krishna. What is the divine? In that case, he is as good as Krishna.
That is said in ISKCON temple like that. In Shiva temple, that is the other case, that is the other definition of what is Krishna and Vishwa.
What is this Lord Shiva Brahma? In one case, Shiva Brahma is nothing but the expansion of Krishna.
Okay, Maharaj, you know, I think I will be attending this session. It's a peaceful session. I don't know the Krishna, I am feeling sorry.
It is not easy to understand Krishna.
No,
you read the sloka. Manushyanam sahasresu.
You know, I have realized the most difficult thing I have to understand. First thing, whom I am. I don't know.
We are just killing each other. I don't want to be part of this. Okay. You want to know everything. There was a frog. He's 6 feet diameter. Well, and another frog coming from the ocean. He asked, where are you coming from? I have a big reservoir. Okay. How big is it? 12 feet? Huh? Why? No. 60 feet? No. 600 feet? No. He doesn't believe. He said, million times you tell that? No, not that. I don't believe. So what can I do? I'm sorry. I can't tell. He doesn't accept some authority. He cannot know anything and everything at all. Even great sages, they cannot understand Krishna. They cannot understand. It is not so easy. Pantastu koti satavarsya sampravo. The great sages, that millions of years, they are trying to understand Krishna. But unless Krishna is merciful to you and revealed to you, you can never understand Krishna. Unless my guru tells, why shall I tell you? Why is he speaking? Is that necessary? Everything you have to know? But if you have got bhakti, Krishna will let you know. It's very simple. Yes?
Thank you very much for the class, Maharaj. Prabhupada was mentioning this purpose that it's the last day of Maya, that we think ourselves to be God. But I find that quite early in our Krishna consciousness we figure out that we're not God, but then still there's so much Maya. So why does he always say it's the last snare of Maya?
Because he is always thinking, greater, 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 and last point is this. He can say, I am greatest, just cashier's class. This is how he understands. I don't know whether it's satisfied. I cannot tell that always I will satisfy. I have got limitations. Just got this. It's not that I have to satisfy. I know what I know, I will tell. I will tell the truth. I don't know. He gets upset, seems like. Yeah? He is not submissive. If you do not serve somebody and surrender to him, he is not obliged to answer all your questions. You have to qualify yourself. This is Gani. I of my own attempt, I will know everything. Gani wants to know everything. No, it's not necessary to know everything. We don't know when we fell down from the Krishna consciousness, from time and memory. If we ask you simple thing, when you fall asleep last night, when you judge, can you tell? Simple thing, exactly this time, 9 o'clock, what you had been yesterday. Very difficult to say. How to speak of millions of years. But Krishna can tell. There is the difference between God and dog like us. I'm sorry, I feel for you. Any other question? Thank you very much for giving your time. I'm not good. I'm good for nothing, but I repeat what Prabhupada says. This is only my qualification. I repeat what Prabhupada said. I have not added anything. Just giving as it is. Whether you like it or dislike it, but I have to tell. Medicine should be taken. I like or dislike? No. Nothing. So he may not like my answer. It seems like he's upset. Do I? Will be okay. Good. I don't want somebody to go away from me. You know what it is. Maybe I have got some fault, I am not satisfied. But I have to give it maybe to him, give his sauce. He cannot take it. Too hot. Yeah? Sometimes people like sauce. I may not like it. It's hot at the same time. Tasty. Fine taste of Krishna consciousness. What can I do? I want to know overnight everything. He is not following everything, not doing sitting down. What does he want to know? What else can I do? I can't help. Let's say I gave that example. You're a primary mathematics student. You want to know what is square root of minus one? Qualify. Krishna being pleased, he will reveal to you. You are coming long time. I remember in the 90s I used to come, I saw him. He used to come to the class. In the 90s I regularly used to come to Brisbane. Brisbane more time, but here also he stayed 5-7 days. I'm surprised. Usually Friday I don't think so many people stay. So I don't have qualification for this. Though I am not a speaker, but I just repeat what my guru told me. There is a Hindi saying, Bap ka beta sipahi ka ghoda. And he just, you got what daddy said with that. My daddy said, his mom said, my daddy, Prabhupada Nityananda, what he said, and then. Please, now you like it or dislike it? Then it becomes a little bit of your daddy's quality. That is my guru said. Repeat what I said. What is it? Krishna Kushto Tora Tora. Then he will get little quality of his father and mother. This is Prabhupada's father, ultimately spiritual. And if you follow, you will also, for Prabhupada's mercy, can get it. Still now, that is my point. Maintain purity. If you cannot improve, you cannot expand. At least maintain. Let me maintain purity, standard, quality. Then you become good devotee and go back to God. Otherwise, many become victim of Maya. Otherwise, why do you say this? My senses are formidable. Who can say, I have control over the senses? That is Atma. You can do it simply using them in Krishna service. Take only Krishna Pusha. Let control the tongue. Say Annamita Pao, Radha Krishna Pusha. Then become good. So we finish here. Thank you very much. May Lord bless you.